You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Coming up in 15 minutes, Robert Emmett of Golf Tech will help us preview the Masters. That's tomorrow. Par 3 competition going on today. We'll hear a little bit more from Pels' final season or final game of the regular season and season last night. You'll hear more from Anthony Davis. He spoke today. And his final, I guess, thoughts before he, what is it again, Jordan? What's the phrase he used? Or, I'm sorry, the shirt.
That's all, folks.
Welcome to the midway point of your work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more than what that camera Wednesday hump day is. What it is.
Shot G underground, letting you know that you have reached the midway point of your work week. Caleb the Camel, and more importantly, thank you for tuning us in. In case you're having a little bit of issue listening, we know about it. I promise. Tower getting worked on. Tune in radio, free app. You can stream us on the web as well. Words of wisdom.
To all the ladies, peace and humpiness forever.
800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. NOLA is the way to chime in as well via the web. So, Shane on Twitter, how you snake a team you got traded to and played 65 games for? The Marcus Cousins yesterday, avoiding interviews, and has been reported, and David touched on in hour number one and two. His only comments yesterday in the Golden State locker room was, better yet, go get a quote from Dell, as in Dell Dam. So, remarkable, these guys, aren't it? And it's remarkable. It's not the Achilles you tore, you know, it's not clutch trying to orchestrate. No. It's everybody else's fault and problem. Again, it's incredible how DeMarcus, you know, forgets that, you know, nobody else gave to him a deal. Not a single other person. No one else gave a deal to him. So, I don't know. If they want to go that route, go that route. Actually, the Pels did have a 2-year, $40 million deal on the table. Wasn't good enough for him. So, yes. No one else had that. But it's Dell Demps' fault. And again, though, there's no point to go back in history, get angry, get upset. You know why? It was best. Think about it. Think if you would have been attached to, and then we did, we talked about the end of last season. When the playoff run came to an end, are you attaching yourself to that guy for the next 4 to 5 years? Think about where this organization would be. They tried to give 240 to a guy who clearly has maturity issues. I don't know how else to say it. I'm not talking ill about Anthony Davis because it's sour grapes. The guy wore a That's All Folks shirt. It's a message. These guys know exactly what they're doing and what they're wearing. And he's going to explain this morning to you, this was how he wore the shirt.
You more of a Bugs Bunny or Daffy Duck guy?
All of them. I love them all. I'm a big cartoon guy. Looney Tunes is actually my favorite, so.
We got to ask, why did you choose that t-shirt?
I didn't choose it. I actually didn't choose it. It was hanging for me already when I put my clothes on. So,
do you know who hung it?
No, not sure.
That's looking.
did you notice the reaction to it, I guess, or the perception of it?
I saw some stuff. Well, I heard some stuff, actually, you know. Heard some stuff about Space Jam. I heard some stuff about shout out to Pelicans. Oh, this is his last game. Heard it all. But
what? It's incredible. Jordan, who dressed you today?
My
agent. Your agent dressed you?
Yeah.
Okay. As he wears... Joey, if you could see this, he literally has a That's All Folks shirt or cutout that he printed. You just need to tape it to the back of your jersey.
Yeah, I didn't even know Anthony Davis wore a That's All shirt last night. It just appeared on my bed. And
oh, that's right. It just appeared.
It just appeared.
Joey, how did you get dressed today? Did you just walk out of the shower and there it is? Clothes were just there?
No, I don't have an air conditioner. I'm just, let's not talk about it. I have nothing.
Like, I can't for the life of me.
I've got
understand.
A smile.
I can't understand. I did notice the purse. Is it a purse or is it a satchel? You going with satchel?
Mm-hmm.
Jordan, you going with a satchel?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm calling it a purse.
I am wearing a smile.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with a purse. I just, you know, I'd go with the satchel. That's whatever. For those few people that hold on to hope for some reason, and when AD's still here, Davis was asked this morning, would you be fine coming back next year?
No, I'm under a contract still. I have a year left. Obviously, it's a possibility that it could happen. I don't have no ill will towards anybody. I know that it's still a possibility that next year I could be here as well. Can't be mad if I'm here next year.
Yeah, you shouldn't have any ill will to it. Nobody did you anything. They were trying to give you $240 million and expected you to be the face of a franchise. But, you know, again, I know I've seen the national takes and people say, well, he's giving you 6 years. No, he didn't. They paid him those 6 years. The moves didn't work the way they were intended to. And he has the right to bail. Fine. When his contract ends. There's a distinction there. He was asked if the new GM would change his mind.
It really doesn't matter. When that time comes, whoever it is, have a conversation with him and see what the future holds.
Wait, what? That doesn't make any sense. The question is, would the new GM, whoever that hire is, would it change your mind about leaving?
It really doesn't matter. When that time comes, whoever it is, have a conversation with them and see what the future holds.
So I guess he means when the future holds, meaning where he's going to be traded to. AD was asked what it's like to have not been able to play as much as he would have liked to.
Yeah, that was definitely the toughest part. Obviously, I want to play the game of basketball and have to adjust to playing 21 minutes. Was something new for me, but I understood where the organization was coming from. Obviously, it's a business, but anytime you take something away from a player, it's always tough to kind of handle, I've never been a guy to sit a fourth quarter, play 20 minutes. And so that was different for me. So I had to just adjust to it and make the most out of it.
Could he have handled this situation better?
I think in everything you do is always something to learn. I haven't really sat back and thought about any of that yet. The season just ended, it's something that, I'll go back and look at it and reflect on it. If it has, then, I'll say to myself and, the people around me and see if something happens again, what we could do better and go from there.
Would this experience change the outlook on New Orleans?
No, like I said, I never had a problem with any of the fans anywhere, to be honest. And, that particular time, something just happened, but... you know, for me, my relationship with the fans has always been, you know, good. Inside the arena and outside the arena.
About if the situation has changed the way he feels, that people look at him.
I can't speak for anybody else, but or any other team, organization, fan. I know when I walk around the arena, actually the first game, you know, different. But after that, you know, a lot of fans has told me they love me here, and thank you, and all that stuff. So the love I get, all the way fans, you know, talk to me, I just accept that one incident. Has been, you know, always, you know, supportive. But you know, you're gonna, anytime you do anything, you know, you're gonna have love and hate. So it kind of just comes with the territory.
So obviously, does he think he's gonna be traded this offseason?
It's hard to say that, you know, when you know they're looking for a GM. You know, not sure what the new GM will, you know, is thinking, or you know what they plan to do. But you know, as soon as when I say the Pelicans appoint a GM, then you know, those questions will definitely be asked.
And obviously, the question I want to know and the answer to, I mean, what's it like for those guys? You know, those guys he took to dinner, Jordan the intern, those teammates you care so much about. What was it like playing the last time with them?
No, I never had any one-on-ones. Obviously, everybody on our team likes to joke. So, I mean, you know, everybody see each other in the summertime anyway. But, like that heartwarming message, you know, I haven't had any of those individually with any other team, my teammates.
Shocking. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? Okay. It was asked about Magic Johnson stepping down yesterday in the Lakers situation.
I have no idea what's going on over there, what's going on with the Lakers. I got a lot of other stuff to worry about.
Does him quitting change how you feel about that organization at all?
No. Great organization. Just like 29 other organizations. I have nothing to do with that.
Will there be potentially a list of teams that you work out with them that could be preferred destinations for you again?
I haven't thought about any of that. I said the season ended 12 hours ago. So I haven't had a time to really reflect and sit down and see what the next move is yet.
This guy's so full of bologna sandwiches. You're going to tell me that
the season ended 12 hours ago, but before the All-Star, you were looking to get the hell out of here.
I hadn't thought about any of that.
Nope.
So what have you been doing for the last 2.5 months? Here's the issue I have. And again, it doesn't go to, you want to leave, fine. Stop insulting my intelligence. Stop lying. If you don't want to say, be like, hey, that's between my representation and the new GM. Answer it like that. Sit there and say, I hadn't thought about it. The season just ended. Your season ended the second you said you wanted to be traded.
We're having this discussion because you've thought about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
That's the reason why this question has arose.
I mean, this. And then the notion of great organization. Really? The Lakers organization is a disaster. Do you realize what happened last night? How big of a disaster that is?
It took over the Dwyane Wade retiring his last game.
No, forget that. You had the president of basketball operations for the quote-unquote top brand, one of the top brand teams in your league. He quit after the head coach pregame press conference without telling anyone. Reports is he had a meeting with LeBron and his agent about the future of the team, and they had no indication he was doing it. Again, though, as I talked about in hour one, who has a meeting with a player and his agent? I have a hard time believing Drew Brees' agent is in the room when Sean and Drew are talking about the Saints. I can't. A great organization? They have no direction. They hired a general manager who used to be an agent. They're a disaster. Great organization. Man, I go back to the bite of Alvin. It's like something just got in his head and just unreal. Randy, hold on during the break. We're going to talk to Robert Emmett coming up from Golf Tech, but we'll go to you first, and then we'll go to Robert, preview the Masters, see what you have to say. We'll close up the show, some more thoughts on this. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Keep your tax refund in your pocket and get a new home. Zero down programs are available at Houma's Clayton Homes. Any income is income. SSI, disability, child support, we take it all. Visit Houma's Clayton Homes on Highway 311 or check them out on Facebook. And remember, when you call 985-872-2850, if that old trailer house has got to go. That's Houma's Clayton Homes on Highway 311 in Houma.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Randy, before we go to Robert and preview the Masters, Randy, give us your thoughts. What you got, Randy?
Hey, Gus, he hasn't had any time to sit down and think about anything. He's been sitting the last half of the season.
No time, dude. I got no time for that. I got to worry about, I was going to say I got to worry about what I'm wearing, but apparently, according to him, that you don't even do that.
Oh, no, I woke up this morning, man. All my clothes were out for me. I just threw it. I didn't even look. I just, you know, everything's on me. I just, you know, but what you didn't hear from him, not even one time, is, thank you to the Bensons, you know, for making me, $200 million to sit down on a bench and make your organization look like a fool.
Like I said, Randy.
Hey, man, you know what? This is what I would do. If I was Gail Benson, this is what I would do. I would call the Suns up and say, give me Devin Book, DeAndre Ayton, and two first-round draft picks. Send him to Phoenix. They have no players and no future, and make them play in Phoenix for the next seven seasons.
Okay. All right. Look, I'm with you. You gotta try to find the best deal possible. You know.
I like Booker and I like Ayton and whatever general manager you get, I don't care who it is. You got to have first round draft pick, but. He got played by LeBron. He's a young kid. He got played by Clutch Sports, by Rich Paul. He got played by Magic Johnson. He got played by LeBron. He knows it, and that's why he's so embarrassed. I mean, he's a young kid that got played. Alvin Gentry said it last night.
Yeah, I think it's sad that he doesn't get it and doesn't see it, Randy. Thanks for the phone call, man. We're going to talk a bit more about this throughout the rest of the week here as well. Got to talk to Robert Emmett of Golf Tech as we preview the Masters here. Robert, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing fine. Charlie and I have been trying to pronounce Fander Sluislai or that would
Shoffley.
That's it. That's his favorite. Now I'm just going to go with Vander Guy.
Really? Charlie's going Xander.
that's who he's going.
That's
going with
Charlie, with, you know. Hopefully, yeah. If Charlie's pick makes the cut, that's a good week for Charlie.
Makes the cut. I hear you. What's up, man? How you doing today? It's Masters
Week. I'm good, man. I'm good. I just finished up playing in Tulane's athletic department golf tournament this morning. Got to meet and play with a couple guys from the new basketball staff over there. It's been a good day, man. It's Masters Week. You can't go wrong.
How'd you shoot in this beautiful weather?
Not too good, but, you know, out there in the weather at least.
No, I hear you, man. It is absolutely gorgeous. The wind could be a factor. Look, all I know is this. I'm looking at some of the photos of, obviously, the par 3 that's going on today. Just beautiful, right? Sun-drenched greens. The trees swaying with a little wind, just absolutely beautiful. Let's just start with that. How does the weather outlook over the next 4 days?
I think they're going to catch a little bit of weather. It looks like some rain for sure on Sunday, little overcast, a little wind on a couple of the other days. So, you know, it's not going to be what you're seeing on the par three contest. There is going to be some weather elements going on, at least in the forecast. So, you know, that's definitely going to change some things up and maybe favor some guys that you wouldn't think otherwise, maybe some more European weather, you know, British Open style golf. But, you know, you got the rolling hills of Augusta, and they've got the sub-air machines on the green. So if it rains, they can turn that hot air on and make them as hard and fast as they want, even when, you know, you're getting some wet conditions.
I asked you last week if you had some guys that you saw were playing really well or were struggling going into this tournament. Let me ask you just this broad question. Does it really determine or factor in Masters week and once you start this tournament, how you lead into it? I mean, if you've been having rough, have we seen golfers have really good Masters that weren't playing well? Have we seen golfers really play well, not have a good Masters?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely going to play a factor. You know, Tiger's old saying of as soon as you turn down Magnolia Lane, everything changes. So you get guys like Jordan Spieth. I mean, he hasn't been on his game for a few months now, but when he gets to Augusta, all of a sudden, you know, he's got magic. Same with Bubba Watson. You know, he hasn't been playing his best maybe of late, but you put him on that golf course and all of a sudden, you know, he looks like Bubba of old. So that's definitely guys. And then you got your other guys that, you know, can be on top of their game and that golf course really doesn't suit their eye. And that's kind of what, you know, one of the beauties of Augusta is it brings everybody back to reality.
Rory McIlroy seems to be a lot of people's favorite going into this week. Why?
I mean, you can't deny his pedigree. You can't deny his background. And he's playing well. If you've watched any golf over the last 6 months, he's been relevant in every tournament. We all know he won the Players. It really, with him, it just comes down to the flat stick. And if we do get a softer golf course this week where you're not seeing a lot of roll with his, you know, power golf, it's going to suit him. And if he just puts normal, average, he's going to be there. It's when he gets going the wrong way that he's going to get into trouble. So I don't see how you can see a leaderboard on Sunday without his name on it, but it's all going to come down to the putter. And I think he's got it together. This was, you know, really put the crowning jewel on his career. This is the career Grand Slam, plus now he's got a player. So this is really the last one he needs.
It's interesting because obviously a lot of the storylines from some of the players that you're going to be keeping an eye on have some history, have some championships behind them, and have some, I guess, you know, some pedigree. So we'll get to those players. I just want to start with this. He's my guy. Charlie always picks on me for liking him. Ricky Fowler. Can this finally be the year that he gets a major?
I absolutely love Ricky this week. If you listen to his press conference on Tuesday, it's a new Ricky. It seems like he's, you know, really done some work on his game. We know he's playing well. He's been competing the last 4 weeks in every tournament he's teed it up in. But he seems like the mental state is there. He's putting two and two together about how to finish a golf tournament. Last year, finishing in second place, he's been in contention at Augusta several times before, and he's playing well, and he rolls the putter better than a lot of guys on tour. And that's what Augusta comes down to. He knows the greens. So, honestly, Rick, if I'm picking a guy, I'm looking at Ricky this week, just like
he is. Yes, he's my dude. Oh, here's the thing, and Robert, we talk about this all the time in sports. We talk about in other sports. I mean, like in football, basketball, you can't replicate snaps, reps, time, minutes on a basketball court. There, yes, these guys have played in tournaments. Ricky Fowler's won a tournament or two. I get that. You just simply can't replicate the pressure of waking up with the lead, the pressure of having the lead on the back nine, the pressure of trying to rebound from a shot with three holes to play in Augusta on Sunday. You just can't, can you? So you think him maybe finishing second is something that can help him know what those emotions are going to be like?
Yeah. You can't really know those emotions until you've been there, and he's been there. So that's got to give him some advantage as far as the experience of it. But then, too, you can't replicate those roars on Sunday at Augusta. You're sitting over a second shot or your tee shot on 12, the little par 3, where Jordan, you know, threw up the tournament a couple years ago, and you hear a tiger roar for eagle on 13. That can't, you can't let that, not let that get into your head. And it's going to affect you. And the fact that Ricky's been there, he's seen that, it's definitely going to help him out. It's just a matter of, has he done the work over the last year to be able to overcome it, to be able to hit that shot and move on?
When you look at Dustin Johnson, a lot of people on ESPN this week have been saying, look, he's the most talented of all the golfers really out there. His odds for this week?
You know, I don't know how much I feel about Dustin this week. He really hasn't been playing that well. He's going through some changes in his game. I don't see him. Obviously, the whole controversy after him missing the Masters last year and coming back to Augusta, I think he might be there. I think he's going to make the cut. I think he's going to finish, you know, top 20-ish. But I don't really see him being a factor on the weekend. But, again, there's nobody like Dustin. And when he gets hot, it's, you know, tournament over. So you can't – he's the most talented guy on tour, period. Mm-hmm. That's just end of discussion. But it really comes down to whether or not really Dustin looks like he wants to be there. And when he looks like he wants to be there, when he's engaged, when he's really going after it, it's hard to put a name over on top of his. And I just don't know. I haven't seen that fire out of Dustin in the last 6 months.
Ooh, it's interesting you use the word fire. Speaking of Robert Emmett of Golf Tech, we're previewing the Masters, par three today, round one tomorrow. I think I asked you this last week, Jordan Spieth, right? When you talk about fire, mentality, mindset, mind frame, when it goes to it, can Jordan kind of get back to having the seasons that we saw really early in his career?
I think he can. I think, you know, he's a long way from that now. His swing's got some stuff. You know, he's not hitting it as crisply as he was back to 2015. Mm-hmm. But then the biggest thing with him is we've all seen Jordan on the golf course. He gets frustrated. He gets upset. He shows his emotions. And it's not really that type of golf course where he can be emotional and he can get there. You've got to be able at Augusta. Things aren't going to go your way at times. And I just don't see him really getting past that, especially when you put in the factor that he's not really putting well. And Augusta is all putting. And he's putted Augusta well. He's got great feelings at Augusta. So maybe he can make that turn on the Magnolia Lane and, you know, stroll back to 2015. But if he plays like he's been, I don't know. I mean, I like his chances. I think he's going to be there just because he's got so much positive memories there. But you're going off of where he's been the last 6 months. I don't know.
All right. That brings us a Tiger, obviously. All right. I mean, everyone kind of wants to see how he does this week. How important is it for him to get a fast start, to not be out of it by Thursday?
Right. I think it's very important. Tiger is one of those guys that when he gets off and running Thursday and Friday, come Saturday, Sunday, you're not going to catch him. And the only thing I worry about is if you know, his press conference, he's been stressing all week how important it is to him to get off to a fast start. And we've seen in the past when Tiger said that, when he's done that, he puts a lot of pressure on himself and he'll get out to and try and force it. He'll try and go down one, an uphill par four that's really not a birdie hole, try and force one into a flag, and all of a sudden he's walking away with a double. And now we're playing catch-up. Now he's behind the eight ball. I want him to be a little bit more patient. I think if he can just hover around par Thursday, maybe go low Friday, he's going to be there. It's when Tiger tries to force the issue and go low early that it's not going to really be there. So for him to be patient, for him to wait for his chances, you know, the par fives, he's made a living on the par fives at Augusta. So if he can just play decent on the par fours, hold serve on the par threes, and attack par fives, Tiger's going to be there on Sunday.
Wow. So if give me the last 2-3 pairings you think on Sunday for the most part you think it'd be fun to watch?
Fun to watch, you know, obviously I'd love to see Rory and Tiger go after it.
That'd be fun, right?
That'd be great.
We saw that match play, how cool that could be.
Yeah, and, you know, those guys, they've got a mutual admiration. Justin Thomas coming out and saying how Tiger's been very tight-lipped this week. He's not giving up advice like he does at other stops. So, you know, Tiger's got his game face on. I'd like to see some, you know, Patrick Reed around. Maybe he always adds some fire. So I want to see him win. Not really. But him being around definitely helps things out. So maybe a Rory and Tiger, and then a Rory, Tiger, Spieth, maybe an old-timer. What about a Freddie Couples? You know, Freddie Couples always plays good coming down into the Masters.
I was going to ask you, who's the oldie but goodie that you would mind seeing at least get to the weekend, get a little pub, and just kind of bring back some old memories? Is it Freddie?
Yeah, it's Freddie. You know, I love Miguel Angel Jimenez, always plays well at the Masters. And then another one that I would love to see, too, is Bernhard Langer. That's, you know, he is the stalwart of the senior tour. He's always playing well. And I'd love to see him kind of hang around. That'd be a great, you know, 60-plus super senior hanging out with the young guys.
Robert Emmett, you mind if we call you on Thursday and Friday and give us a little update on the round so far? Would you like?
Of course, man. I'll look forward to it.
Definitely. Tell the folks what folks can find over at Golf Tech, man.
Instruction and club fitting, man. It's all about making you play better golf. So whether it's, you know, stopping that slice or getting you in the clubs that help you out with some distance, et cetera, we're here just to help you play better golf.
There he is. Robert, as always, man, appreciate it. We'll chime in tomorrow with you to kind of talk a little bit about the guys that played in the morning. On Friday, we'll recap round one and see where things are. Appreciate it, bud.
You got it. Talk to you
soon. For sure. There he goes, Robert Emmett. Jordan, the intern. Lots of people commenting on AD, talking about how he doesn't lay his clothes out. Sam on Twitter, take passive-aggressive shot, deny it as such, and play the victim when fallout comes. The clutch special. Yikes. Quick break. We'll come back a little more from the Pelicans this morning. Some of the thoughts going into it. Of course, as the offseason is now here, what will happen? What will happen? Who will be the GM? I agree. I think by next week. It's interesting that David Grubb thought maybe by Friday we might be able to get something. It's fun having David from Crescent City Sports on an hour and a half earlier in the show. We'll be right back. You're listening to a Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hilton Crawfish Boil Off and Music Festival, Saturday, April 13th. They'll be hosting the Crawfish Boil Off Competition, a live and silent auction, a kids' zone, and live entertainment by Nunk New and DeWild Matus, Joey Thomas Band, and Hit Boot Joe. To purchase tickets, to register a team, or for a sponsorship contribution, go to CasaOfLaFouche.org. All proceeds will be dispersed evenly to the ALS Association, Casa of LaFouche, and THS Tiger Band from Bayouland Parent Organization. For more info, contact Casa of LaFouche at 985-446-6600.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you have a cute little reading nook for those rainy days when you want to curl up with a good book, but you don't even read, so you just sit in there during thunderstorms and scroll through memes on your phone and laugh in the darkness. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the dark, meme-filled corner you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
We work out of the Clevelander Hotel on South Beach. It is a party place, and very often the music can be bad, but it's our kind of bad. It's Pitbull. It's loud. It's festive. But about this time of year now, for a couple of different years, this death metal cruise makes an appearance.
Oh, they're here?
Oh, no.
Yeah!
That's right. Roy, that is the proper reaction because the music that is playing here, I walk across a beautiful courtyard, there's sunshine and everything, and I want to run back inside because the music is so aggressive that it frightens me. It makes my chest hurt and it frightens me. Mike, how can you be excited about
this
that?
This is the best week of the year! No, you haven't seen me in a while, but I'm in town! For the cruise, working on my tan.
The Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Got a message for you fans out there from Anthony Davis. Yeah, just a second.
It's a lot, you know. Obviously, my time here was amazing. Love the fans, the city. Friends always supported me. Never had no problem with the fans, except a couple of days ago. But other than that, man, it's an amazing time here. Love playing here. Always have a special place in my heart. You never know what might happen, you know, later in your career. So, like I said, this is definitely, for 7 years, been a place where I love to play.
There you go, Jordan. You never know. After going a couple championships, I'll come back and give you, you know, a couple of minutes. I don't think that's going to work. Just my guess. Not going to work. Also, last night it did kind of not overshadow the Magic Johnson situation what took place, but it was the final game for Dwayne Wade, who said obviously the hardest thing for him is going to be, you know, trying to replace what it's like to actually play in a game.
You can't replace this. You know, I remember talking to MJ, you know, about it. You got to find other ways to obviously be competitive and throw that competitive nature into, but 20,000, you know, millions of fans around the world, you know, just seeing people on a regular, normal day walking down the street in Wade jerseys and, you know, hitting game-winning shots and, you know, being in the locker room, traveling with the guys, being on the plane, like everything. You don't replace it. That's why you see a lot of guys jumping, not me, that's why you see a lot of guys jumping into the big three and getting back into it. They're like, I'm going to get some locker room. I want to, because you miss this. You can't replace this. And I won't try, but the next thing I do, or whatever else I'm doing, I will try to put more into it, put my all into it like I've done this game.
He was incredible. He was good, and I tell you what, LeBron doesn't have him. They don't win the championships the way they did. Not just the aspect of on the court, what he provided. I think a lot of the mentality and leadership and how he was as a person. I don't know if you had a chance to check it out. I saw it this morning put out Budweiser, timely. Doing this. Jordan, did you see the Budweiser, this Bud's for three spot that's on Twitter? And you know that he was doing the, you know, the world tour here. He was doing the goodbye tour. So after the last time he would play a team, he would trade jerseys with somebody, and he's keeping those jerseys, right? They show the room in which he's keeping all those jerseys. It's kind of the thing, right? Final game here. Here's mine, and I want yours. And autograph it. Well, what was interesting was this spot was people that he had helped. One of the kids that was shot, one of the high school shootings, his sister, brought the jersey of her brother who wore it in a championship game and gave it to him because he wrote his name on a sneaker during a game to recognize the student. There was other moments that I thought were pretty cool. You had a young lady say, couldn't have gone to college, didn't have the money for college tuition. He has a college tuition fund program. So she brought him her cap and gown for graduating. A lot of good stories in that commercial. And it just kind of goes to show you, too, the positive influence, including, now I didn't really, you know, again, I probably had heard the story before in the past, but the final person was his mother who went to prison. And she said that, you know, you kept coming along, you kept seeing me. And then he bought her a church to try to help the community that she was a part of. And it was a powerful spot, really. So, you know, again, it's such a contrast when you hear and you see that. And then, and again, I don't want to sound like I'm picking on the guy, but you literally have a guy that says he doesn't choose his own clothing to get dressed. I don't know if I'm being fair or not, but that's probably one of those things you need to kind of just take a step back and just evaluate the importance of life and where you're at. I know, it just rubbed me the wrong way. Drew Holiday's meeting with the media, and you come up and you slap one of your jerseys over his shoulder. An autographed jersey. Here you go, Drew. Thanks. Could you not do it? You did it on purpose. You did it while the cameras were rolling while he was interviewing. You could have waited after. You could have done it before. And just, I know, optics, right? Hey, here's a jersey to remember me by. I don't know. Like I said, that's the thing that bothers me the most. He took away one of Drew Holiday's years. This whole nonsense took away an opportunity for Elfrid Payton to maybe be in the playoffs. Jahlil Okafor. Julius Randle. Those guys came here to try to be in the postseason. It just rubbed me the wrong way, man. Dirk Nowitzki also played his final game, announcing his retirement yesterday after the game. Larry Bird Jordan was there. Among other NBA legends, Dirk Nowitzki on that.
The five guys coming out, I figured there'll be some videos. And then I looked up there and they showed how I talked about these guys. And I was like, why are we doing this right now? And then I looked around the corner and I see Charles coming out first. And yeah, that made me a little emotional. I mean, obviously those guys I've watched, I idolized. All of them. I was a huge NBA fan in the 90s. Watched every game, watched every All-Star game, watched every finals. Really, you know, the only guy I was missing was MJ. You know, that was obviously my number one, but everybody else, amazing. They even brought Larry Legend. I mean, it's, yeah, that was an emotional moment when I saw all five of them, and I was in shock, really.
Yeah, pretty cool. How are you going to remember Dirk Nowitzki? Dirk Nowitzki was something else, huh? His size, his height. Being able to shoot the three like he did. You can kind of argue really helping open a lot of that door for Euro players to come in and play. A lot of teams went out there trying to find themselves a Dirk Nowitzki, right? And do those things. And then, of course, yesterday, the Magic Johnson situation. Luke Walton, pregame interview. In the NBA, the coach gets to, you know, you can interview the head coach before the game. And the locker room. It's open. You can go talk to the coach. So Luke Walton steps in the hallway, addresses the media about the upcoming game that's about to tip off in an hour. Media starts to turn around, walk away. Magic goes, guys, over here. Got something to say real quick.
So today, I'm going to step down as the president. And I think I don't want to, her and I have such an amazing relationship. And I think that she gave me full power to do what I wanted to do. But I think that with her and I want to always preserve our relationship. And
okay. Yeah, it's crazy. Magic met with LeBron and his agent apparently 2 days or a day ago. Didn't let them know. Didn't let anybody know. Like, he literally didn't tell anybody. He stepped down right there. Didn't even talk to Jeannie Buss, the owner. What are the reasons he told the media? Which, by the way, he spoke 35-plus minutes.
The Magic couldn't come out because I was handcuffed so much. It's just, I want to be Magic and free and not be handcuffed on me. And I knew that if I stayed in the role, you know, I'm giving up a lot of me.
Apparently, he wanted to do things like congratulate Russell Westbrook when he made history or talk to guys like Ben Simmons and stuff. And you can't do that when you're a GM. Can't do it. That's a message for Laker fans.
What's tough for fans to understand is it's got to be misery. And it's got to be bad before it can get good. See, everybody wants the Lakers to turn around tomorrow. That wasn't going to happen. And I explained that to them when we took over the job.
Ah, wow. Mind you, this is the guy that was trying to push and shove those crop of players to the Pelicans. Here you go. Have at it. Enjoy. The guy just said it could be bad. Not turning around. Hey, you want them? Maybe they'll turn around in a different arena. It ain't happening here. It was asked if LeBron needs to be better.
He has to get better. The team has to get better. You know, if I had to stay, I had to get better. We all had to get better. But we aren't, but we're heading in the right direction. Mm.
Quick break. We'll have a little more reaction from across the league. And, yeah, just a very bizarre evening in the NBA. But don't forget, at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, all you need to know.
That's all, folks.
Joey, I really think we should end the show with that each and every day. Final segment coming up next on ESPN New Orleans.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
100 years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team. We laced them up and took them to court, and we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Adrian Wojnarowski on the Magic Johnson situation.
Was Magic good at his job?
No. No. And largely didn't do the job. I mean, he was not around much. I mean, he was not around much. And, you know, every once in a while you'd see him scouting, and it would always be a big production. He'd be at a college game, and you'd know he was there. Wasn't at a lot of them, and wasn't around the team much. And I think when he came in earlier in the year, when we reported on when he went after Luke Walton earlier in the season, you know, he comes in and yells at people and gets after them, but he's not around, and it's hard to take that seriously when the person's not in there with you every day, and he has these other businesses and other interests and traveling, and so people would tell you they didn't see him around much. He wasn't in the office a good deal.
Brian Windhorse, your turn. The King Scribe on the job Magic Johnson did as GM.
It says a lot about how difficult it is to be the general manager or president of any team, much less a team like the Lakers, where you are under immense scrutiny, immense pressure, and frankly didn't do a very good job at it. You know, Magic Johnson can be a great basketball player, can be a great businessman. It doesn't mean that you can be a good team president. And frankly, he wasn't.
Wow. Ryan Windhorse on Magic.
They're going to have to try to restart Anthony Davis trade talks, which I didn't think was going to go well for them. You could have been the greatest executive in NBA history. You could have been Jerry West at your prime, and you would have had a very hard time having a successful next few weeks. And I think all of that, plus the pressure that he was coming to with having to make the Walton transaction, led him to say, you know what, I'm going to tap out. I don't want to do this anymore. And frankly, I can see why he would feel that way.
Poor Windhorse on the Lakers' lost season.
This is a lost year. Their young players did not get better. I mean, Kuzma had an okay season. but you're certainly not looking at him like, wow, he's going to be an all-star next year. The young players didn't get better. The guys that they signed onto one-year contracts were generally all failures across the board. Their brand, you know, their ability to draw free agents was damaged. They botched their opportunity to trade for Anthony Davis. I didn't think they could do it anyway, but they botched it the way they handled it. And then, you know, they've now had a situation where they have to make a potential decision on a team president, which will come out as a decision on the general manager and the coach. Then you have to, you know, draft and do free agency, and now it's all time compressed. And LeBron James turned 34.
It is. I was shocked it took that long to get to LeBron, huh? Joe, and how's Brian Windhorst doing right now? He's, can we look on Twitter?
Might be having a panic attack.
Oh, it's panic mode. Ramona Shelbourne covers the Lakers for ESPN.
The thing that is the hardest for me to process is the fact that Magic did not talk to Jeannie Buss, did not talk to Rob Pelinka, did not talk to anyone in the organization. I spoke to one of his closest friends, and he had not spoken to this person. So this was not something that was brewing for a long time. This wasn't, like, carefully considered. This was something he even said in his press conference. I thought about it last night on the plane. Then again this morning, he just kind of did it. Jeannie Buss, all of her family, I've spoken to a couple of the Buss family already, and, like, they're all just kind of processing what happened. One person I spoke to in the organization was in tears. I mean, they were really sad that this happened because he's so beloved. He is so part of their family. And for it to come to this, for it to happen like this, is really stunning.
Really stunning. Am I the only one? I don't know. I don't know why I'm finding this funny. Do you find it funny, Jordan?
At this point, I don't know. I don't even know if this is a reality.
Rachel Nichols got a chance to talk to him right after all of that. About a minute.
You look so happy right now.
I am happy.
Is this, do you feel like a weight's been lifted off you?
Yeah, because, you know, you never want to let my sister down.
Right.
Or the Laker organization down. But at the same time, I was letting myself down by not being Magic Johnson.
Right.
So this was a decision I had to make between the last couple of days, but today it was just that, you know what, I got to go back, and I'm going to be happier if I'm just back to being Magic Johnson, doing the things I love to do.
Do you think you owed it to Jeannie to tell her first?
I wouldn't be here doing this, because I know her. She would have, we would have cried, and I would have felt guilty, and I would have stayed.
So you told us first because you didn't want her to talk you out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're close. Really close.
So you have your own press conference before you tell everybody, yes, that's how it works. She should have talked me out of it. Let me tell you something. Enjoy L.A., bro. And again, remember, Anthony Davis, earlier today, on if everything that's gone on over there with Magic and the Lakers situation change his mind. And he said, nope. Great organization.
Fantastic.
What about winning?
Organization.
I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, honestly. Are you excited about the playoffs because of all this, honestly? This weekend.
That's all, folks.
Oh, that's right. Before we go, one final time. Thank you for tuning us in. Thank you for David Grubb for coming in. Thank you to Robert Emmett. Talking about the Masters, we'll have round one scores tomorrow. We'll be live at Vinny's.
Nate Osborne of NOLA Gold.
We're going to have a couple of players tomorrow stop by as well over at Vinny's. So come on in and say hi. And more importantly, remember.
That's all, folks.
Joey, thank you to you as well. Matt Muscone, after further review, is up next. You've been listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.